Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
AFC South yesterday in the first round. The Titans were the first team on the clock. Now, it was very obvious that they wanted Joe Alt tackle out of Notre Dame, as most teams did. However, the Los Angeles Chargers, and we'll hear what C.J. Stroud has to say about Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers in a sec, but the Los Angeles Chargers took Joe Alt, and that eliminated the possibility of the Titans getting him. Then there was whispers, or were whispers, that perhaps the Titans were just going to go all in on weapons, and perhaps they would take Malik Nabers out of LSU and put him out there with Calvin Ridley, the ghost of Nuke Hopkins, and the other guys. Well, Malik Nabers went six to the New York Giants. Then the Tennessee Titans selected J.C. Latham, tackle out of Alabama. Pretty popular guy.
He's really good.
Good guy. Number three on, I think, Jeremiah's board. But the Titans wanted Alt. But Diana Rossini said that Bill Callahan, one of the best offensive line coaches in all time, he apparently wanted Latham to the point it was his favorite prospect in the entire draft.
I don't know about that.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's be serious. Let's not make stuff up. Then we had the run on quarterbacks. We had the run on tackles. And the Jackson and the Indianapolis Colts sitting right there at 15. It looked like perhaps Brock Bowers would fall into their lap. However, Brock Bowers goes 13 to Las Vegas. And the Indianapolis Colts take Leatu Latu from UCLA. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that pronunciation.
That's how I would say it.
Very familiar
with
this game.
That's how Goodell said it.
He literally medically retired from football with a neck injury, came back, looks good. Seth says the technique shows that he might be a guy that knows that he retired from an injury in football. But I actually didn't hate this pick for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't hate it, but
I wasn't that big a fan. I was because it helps the Texans. I think he's an injury waiting to happen, to be honest. Had a great season. Look, they're saying, look, he had the same surgeon that worked on Peyton Manning's back, et cetera, and that he's got it. You know, he got back. He obviously had a good year, but he, as good a year as he had, it doesn't scare me having him there.
Okay, so you were not threatened by that.
No.
Then we had the Miami Dolphins. There was whispers about perhaps they would take Xavier Worthy. They take Chop Robinson, the edge guy, out of Penn State. I'm going in the Texans' tiers, and I'm going the division. Jacksonville had traded back. They traded back with the Minnesota Vikings. They took Dallas Turner out of Alabama, who CJ said had a top five worst suit that he's ever seen. And then we go to Jacksonville finally selecting at 23, There are reports that they wanted a pass catcher. They get one out of LSU. Brian Thomas is their selection, who I think is fine, but I would have been much more threatened by Adonai Mitchell, maybe even Worthy in their situation. The Brian Thomas thing, good for Jacksonville for getting their pass catcher and being able to trade back. Not shaking in my boots there, though, but I thought they did okay.
Same. I know his numbers. I recognize how awesome he was at LSU. He's a really fast player in the NFL. I don't see a whole lot else. They were talking, like, maybe I'm just dumb. Sometimes I know I am.
Well, I am.
But they were like, I forget who it was. It might have been Louis Riddick. Said, but boy, he can really run routes. Everything I've seen, everything I've read is that's his weakest point, that he's really, really fast, but not always the best route runner. I'm like, okay, I mean, you're Louis Riddick. I'm not.
Yeah, he'll let you know that.
but I don't. He doesn't scare me.
Yeah, I didn't like start look the division. Okay, they're adding players, but the Texans are adding players. They're going to compete. It could be a competitive division. I'm looking as much at that second tier in the AFC and chasing the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've already seen Buffalo get rid of a lot of players. So when Buffalo decided to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills handed the Kansas City Chiefs Xavier Worthy, gave Andy Reid some toys, that was a little bit of an eyebrow raiser. Then we have Ricky Pearsall go, who C.J. Stroud seemed to want, 31 to San Francisco. And then Carolina trades with Buffalo again, and Carolina takes Xavier Leggett. Let's hear what C.J. Stroud had to say about some of the most viral moments yesterday during the draft, starting with the Xavier Worthy thing. He's kind of shaking his head during this Bleacher Report. By the way, Brian Burney does a pretty good job of getting those guys, Micah and him, platform they get. Micah Parsons, you're saying too much, brother. They hate you in Dallas right now.
I like this Parsons and C.J. Stroud thing, though.
But did you see the way he's disrespecting their picks?
Yeah. His body language.
He's poor guy gets drafted, and the best player on the team is, like, crapping on him.
He's getting dragged to church or
Goodness
something.
Gracious.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Here was the Xavier Worthy reaction from C.J. Stroud.
Oh, man, they know what they're doing in Kansas City. They're winning. So, you know, that's impressive, man. I think, like you said, Andy Reid having DeSean Jackson, that's who my comp would be. I think he's a better route runner than DeSean Jackson was a little bit. Zay has a lot of great routes, but like you said, just straight speed. And that's a good pick, man. AFC just got harder.
Have you ever worked out with him before?
I haven't, but I know him personally. Like he's from Fresno, so you know, another Cali kid. So man, congrats to Zay, man.
DeSean Jackson, a Cali guy as well.
Right,
man.
All right, there you go. I think that's a good comp. That's who I've always kind of compared him to as well. DeSean Jackson. I don't know he's as good as DeSean Jackson. I don't like Worthy as much as everyone, but in Kansas City, I do.
In Kansas City, he's
going to be. Yeah, Kansas City, I do.
He could be not quite. He could be better.
But I will say this. They got Hollywood Brown. They got Xavier Worthy. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you better hope it's not cold. Because those little dudes, if you're talking about like a game like they had last year in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, they're going to play cold alive. Games.
Well, that cold, they're gonna be getting eaten alive.
Yeah,
but you get them at NRG on that turf, man.
Then it's a different story.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a track meet. to say the least. Jim Harbaugh. How do you feel about Jim Harbaugh as a threat?
Pretty good.
I'm threatened by him.
Yeah, pretty good.
Here was C.J. Stroud after the Chargers took Alt. Here was C.J. Stroud breaking down his thoughts on Jim Harbaugh and the threat they pose to what the Houston Texans are trying to do.
The culture change they're trying to do right now, fortifying the offensive line for Herbert.
Yeah, I was recruited by them as well. So, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with Harbaugh and his staff and the stuff that he was building. Of course, not my favorite people after I went to Ohio State, but a lot of respect for Harbaugh. I think that, you know, he's a hard-nosed football coach. He loves to run the football, and he loves to stop the run. And those are two things that he prides himself on. So this pick doesn't surprise me. I think Coach Harbaugh is his mindset is, man, you can't throw the ball deep without protection. Mm. You know, so you can have all the receivers in the world, but if you can't protect, and then you have no shot from the forefront. And in this league, man, you win games and lose games from the O-line and D-line. You know, those are the best players in the world.
All right, so there you go. And they got Bosa and they
gave
kept Matt.
Flowers?
Yeah, gave him his credit. What about Brock Bowers? C.J. Stroud reacting to Las Vegas. My goodness, Gardner Minshew. Can't throw the ball over 15 yards, so it's good to have a good tight end. Here is C.J. Stroud.
There's a lot to that.
Reacting to Brock Bowers going to Vegas.
The closest thing, maybe. I wouldn't say he's Travis Kelce, but he's up there. You put on the tape, dude. He's elite. Quick, but plays big at the same time. Like, doesn't lose one-on-one reps, and you can tell he's a dog. Like, every game he has his freaking shoulder pad up, and he's showing a shoulder pad. Like, to me, like, he don't care about his swag. Like, he want to hit some. But nah, man, I think that's a great pick. I think Brock Bowers definitely was my second favorite player in this whole draft.
How about that, Brock Bowers, second favorite player?
I mean, at 14, that's good. I don't have any issue with that.
You know how I've felt about Brock Bowers over the last 2 years. I think he's an absolute stud. Now, we'll see how it works out in Vegas. You know, I think he's just going to be there.
I mean, we'll see how it works out. You talk about him being good in Vegas, or you think?
No, I think he's going to be good no matter what.
Like hit the strip or what?
No, we'll see how it works out in Vegas. It had nothing to do with
he's
that.
He's going
to
develop a coke habit.
No. It didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, Gardner
get him around to some prosties,
you know, with Minshew and you know all that stuff. And maybe he will.
Yeah, I think they're trying to build the roster for the next quarterback or something. I don't know, but
correct.
I mean, hey, if it falls in your lap, it falls in your lap.
Yeah. Oh, you take him.
I mean, and that's what might happen with the Texans right now.
Yeah,
is stuff might just fall into their lap. Now, the question, though, and I need the people on this, 713-572-4610, the question is, should the Texans be thinking offense or should the Texans be thinking defense? We'll go through the exciting, intriguing possibilities for Nick Caserio when the Texans are on the clock very, very soon. An awesome Football Friday continues next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.